Hi guys, welcome to Glam with Grace. This is Jimmy speaking and a happy new year to you and your family. I hope this new year has been very kind and very nice to you. But welcome to season two. Yay! All right, season two is so special to me because I want to, you know, get to talk to my audience about, you know, running a business basically and talking about entrepreneurship. And but the good thing about this episode is I'm going to be introducing and interviewing some amazing young women in, you know, black, especially black women that are entrepreneurs and also mom. Most of them are mothers, but they are killing the game. They are hustling every day. I'm seeing them on Instagram doing their thing and making a difference to the world. So I wanted to create a platform for us to have, you know, a conversation and a chat of how, you know, how are you doing this and what's encouraging you, and to encourage someone out there, a young girl, whoever it is, or young boy that wants to become an entrepreneur one day, to, you know what to do and how to go about it, and, you know, to seek advice from other people that have done it, because that's actually a very amazing thing to do first. I always recommend for you to seek advice from those that are doing what you want to do. So yeah, so this is just a platform to encourage, you know, to show love, to show support. And my first guest, I'm so excited. I literally told her about this like 2 weeks ago and she was up for it right away, very, you know, encouraging, very exciting. So thank you so much, Sharika, for honoring my invitation. I am so humbled. Thank you. So I'm going to tell you more about Sharika and what she does and who she is and what her brand is all about as well. So Sharika, she is the owner, the CEO and the founder of Red Rose Naturals. So you can go online, you can go on Google and type it in and it'll come up on Instagram. All their social handles is at Red Rose Naturals. She is the founder and skincare. She's also the skincare formulator at Red Rose Naturals. She started a company after creating products for her son's eczema. Sharika has a passion in helping others, so she naturally shared herself and lotions with her friends and family. Sharika is now dedicated to educating the community about the benefit of natural skincare while providing solutions for their skincare needs. Her work doesn't just stop there, as she also gives back to her community along the family in Jacksonville, Florida, to those that are in need of food, clothing, and personal hygiene. Oh, that is so sweet and so kind. And that's just a short biography and who she is. We're going to be hearing more about how she started her brand, you know, what motivated her. And I just want to apologize in advance that this is our first time doing this and actually having to record using the phone. So we did have a lot of technical difficulties today, but we were able to get it done. Minor glitches, but just please bear with her, bear with me. I mean, listen to the podcast and share, learn about a story, follow and support this amazing young lady that is killing the game right now. Go on Red Rose Naturals on Instagram and just show some love. And she actually was so kind enough to give my audience a discount code. So if you have any skincare problems or issues, and we've tried it all, I mean, going natural, you know, I'm for anything green, anything natural, even on my hair, my skin, my body, I tend to use all natural ingredients. So of course, wherever I'm going to bring on the show is going to be to support that as well. So I'm not going to be introducing something to you that I don't think is beneficial for you. So yeah, so do support her. You can use this coupon code as well. At the end of this podcast, she was about to share it, but we for some reason got cut off. So Apple must have done this new upgrade, so I'm getting used to all of this new changes. But you can use the coupon code GRACE15 at the end of this call. So it's GRACE15, GRACE15 on our website to get a special coupon discount just for being here today. But thank you so much. I truly hope you learned a thing or two of entrepreneurship, and if it's something that you've been thinking about, I truly hope this encourages you to let you know that you can just take that step of faith and do it. You know, if you've been thinking about it, if you feel like, oh, I don't know how to go about it, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. My name is Jumi again, and you can reach me on all my social platforms at Jumi Grow, or you can email me as well at jumigrow@gmail.com, and that's basically J-U-M for Mike, M for Mike again, I-E Grow, G-R-O-W @gmail.com, or glammedwithgrace@gmail.com. Thank you, and I truly hope you enjoy our interview. Bye.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glammed with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hi, I am Sharika McGee. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Sharika McGee, the owner and skincare formulator at Red Rose Naturals. Red Rose Naturals is a natural skincare company that specializes in creating products for your skin that nourish your skin. If you're dealing with eczema, blemishes, dull skin, we are created to make products for you. We are based out of Jacksonville, Florida. That's North Florida. We're originally from Flint, Michigan. So we're a natural skincare company that is going into year three now. We make our products with natural and organic ingredients. And we also promote and advocate for natural remedies as well. Along with following good skincare tips, we like to provide our audience with skincare tips and ways to enhance your skin.
That is cool.
Well, I actually, as I got older, like, I started to realize, like, I'm not going to be a singer, be an actress, okay? And I've grown up around my elders.
Yeah.
And so I love them and talking to them and just being around them in their presence. And so I started, because of that, even in high school, I started taking my classes, my college course back for nursing.
Oh, nice.
And I started with medical assisting and then that advanced to nursing. And so when I went to school, I went to school for nursing.
Okay.
That transitioned into healthcare administration.
Okay.
I graduated the same year I had my oldest graduated from college, earning my bachelor's degree in science.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so from there, it kind of all intertwines in my story, because from there, I decided to stay home with him. We relocated from Flint, Michigan to Florida.
Okay, nice.
And yeah, we were new here in the state. I didn't really feel comfortable sending my son away to daycare like that. Although I had these job offers lined up, I decided that's not what I wanted to do, so I stayed home with him. And I continued being a stay-at-home mom with him and actually homeschooled both of my boys.
Oh, wow. For real?
Yes, and so that's just a whole other conversation in itself, okay?
Oh, wow, you're an awesome mom. Oh, my goodness, I give it to you for real. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not something that's the way that I was going to do.
Yeah.
But as I stay home with him during that period of just staying home.
Yeah.
And I decided not to work. I just decided to stay home with him. Then when he became school age, I decided then that I didn't really want to, we had some different family morals and things like that we wanted to make sure we instilled in them, but we didn't feel comfortable with sending them to school. Well, it was just the one at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and my youngest was born. When my youngest was born, he was diagnosed with eczema about 2 or 3 months old. And so it was devastating. Now, before that, I had already been studying a lot about natural remedies, natural medicine, and just understanding how to take care of your body in a natural sense. And so I had that background in the medical field. Prior to that, I had worked several years in, before having, I had worked several years in the healthcare field. But so I had that background knowledge, bachelor's of science, all of that in my mind, plus all of this natural study that I had done over these several years. And then so when I had my youngest son, he was diagnosed with eczema at around 2 months. I was dealing with postpartum depression, and it was a very tough time. You have this newborn baby, you're excited, but then my baby, he started with this rash on his face. And so it's very small, and it got very big, like over the entire side of his cheek, his left side. And so from there, I started, of course, I took him to the doctor and had them look at it, and they determined that, yes, it was eczema.
Yeah.
They tried to use some mild creams, and I had tried those, and those wasn't really working. And so I was trying my own things as well, and I started noticing that there were some changes when I was trying my own natural concoction. You know, I was it got to the point where they recommended a steroid cream. With my background, understanding, you know, we all pretty much mix steroids. They're not a complement to our antibiotics, period. And so from there, I was just like, no way, I'm not putting a steroid cream on him. I started working hard to put them together and formulating the product to help him. That was next. So it came to a point where the doctors did start, they did start to see a change, and that change started from when I was being very diligent about applying the products and concoctions that I had formulated for him.
That's awesome. And,
yes, they said, well, whatever you're using, that's okay, keep doing that. And so that was like, wait a minute, you know, they know that my products are working, and their prescription is not working for myself. And so, and they knew that I was just like totally getting steroid creams and things like that. So, from there, I started making all of our products for the whole family. I started making our, you know, our body cream, and I was even making our natural deodorants and all of that, detergent, everything naturally made. Even today, we still have our natural solution, just like Living, period. And so, it started helping him. Of course, we did some changes with his diet and things like that, doing like a detox, incorporating more greens, eliminating totally dairy. We had already was like not, we didn't ever drink milk, cow's milk, and things like that, but we became more stricter about that policy, like if there was dairy and other products, getting rid of that. And so with doing all of that, we started to see a huge difference. The salve that I started making for him, that really had a great impact on his skin because it gave his skin ability, the ability to be nourished and nurtured and healed because the skin is been broken from the scratching and irritation and stuff like that. So it was just creating that cycle over and over again. So we were able to break the cycle. Allow his skin to heal, and it was just like a huge transition. From that, I started products with family and friends, and they were so just blown away at the outcome that they were requesting more, and their friends were starting to request products. And my niece had emotions with her because we would go over quarterly for Bible meetings and things like that. And so I just made her emotions, and she was like, this is amazing. I love it. I love the smell of it. It feels good. I want to order a large order from you. I need you to have your package and everything ready to go. From that point, I started to consider, like, wait a minute. And I think it was in 1 week, I received about 5 different calls regarding my skincare products. I was even invited to a business meeting. I was telling my husband, why am I being invited to a business meeting? I don't own a business, you know. It was once I got there, she wanted to request more products and things like that. So from there, that's how entrepreneurship found me. It really did find me because I was not looking for it. I didn't have any intentions of starting a business. And that's how it started. We started from there. We got our name registered. We got that trademark and got a business license and things like that, and we got going, and one of the years three.
Oh my goodness, that's such a beautiful story. And there is a reason why I use the word how did entrepreneurship find you, because a lot of people that I actually talk to, they didn't actually like wake up in the morning one day and go, oh, I want to start a business. It's not something that I know. It's not something that they teach us while growing up, or it's not something that you're taught in school. You're taught in school to get a degree and find a job. They don't really teach you to, you know, go start your own business. So that was the reason why I said, you know, how did he find you? Because I know entrepreneurship found me too as well. My story is a little bit similar to yours. It's personal. And that was why I started what I started. So that's a beautiful story. And because you have a story, you have a passion for what you do, you know, that passion would never die. That's what's going to keep sustaining you every time you remember, okay, why am I doing this? Okay, this is the reason why I'm doing this. And then it keeps you going. So that's an awesome story. And congratulations for taking that leap of faith to actually go ahead and get your business license and get your LLC and actually start the business. Because a lot of people, they have the ideas, they have the passion, they have the product, but they just don't have the zeal to want to go to the next stage. So kudos to you. Well done. Well done.
Oh, wow, thanks.
You're welcome. All right, so my next question is, and I'm guessing I kind of know the answer to that, but do you run your company full-time or part-time? Do you have, like, a full-time job and you're still, you know, running it as a side hustle, or is this your main thing?
Yes, I do run it full-time, but I think sometimes I feel like it's part-time because I do have the aspect of being that homeschool mom as well. So we have activities and things like that, a whole schedule plan for outside activities, and we have indoor activities. And so full-time, as far as I don't have a 9 or 9-5, I have that balancing, well, I won't say balancing, but integrating the family portion, homeschool mom and things like that. Mm-hmm. Which is a bit more than what you see every day. You get what I'm saying? Everyone's not a stay-at-home mom. So I think when you take that into consideration, it does kind of become part-time.
Part-time, yeah. But honestly, I have to give it to you. I don't really see a lot of, like, moms. I mean, maybe it's because I don't get to meet them. But I don't really see that many moms that are homeschooling their children. So, number one, you have to have a lot of patience to be able to do that. So, I honestly, honestly give it to you. I am, like, super proud of you right now. You have no idea. Like, honestly, I am one of those moms. I feel bad. I am one of those moms that I just cannot wait to send them off to school.
No, don't feel bad. Have our own path, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it happens differently for a reason. You know, maybe future may have, you know, you may have that opportunity, or you may just have the desire, you know, like to align yourself so that you can do that. But I just feel like, you know, we all have our different paths. It does take patience, but I think motherhood takes patience.
It does.
Anyway, and so every day I'm dipping into my patience. And so my little bucket of things, like, we only get so much per day, you know.
Yeah, that is true. So well done on that. You're like a definition of a super mom. You are killing the game, and you are, you know, homeschooling your children full time at home. And I just truly hope that my audience can get to research more about you and your product, just to support your business, because your business is literally a family run business, just like mine. We are doing it in our home, you know, and we are also looking after the entire family while doing this in our home. So I honestly, I give it to you, darling. I am proud of you. Just keep going, you know. More strength to you in all you do. Honestly, well done, well done. All right, so my next question is, why did you choose the health and beauty industry? I mean, you kind of answered that in your story, but if you could just say something quickly about it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, with healthcare, I was already there prior to even starting Red Rose Naturals. So I was kind of already in that field. But then the beauty aspect came about as far as my son having eczema. I was able to share products with others. And those same products did help with different children and adults as well that was dealing with eczema. But then also I was able to discover how well it was working for that had blemishes and, you know, dark spots and that high pigmentation that a lot of our people are dealing with. So with that comes beauty. We're all about, you know, want to have a face, nice glowing skin, blemish free. And so with that, that incorporated the beauty portion into my business because I want to make sure that we're giving our skin the best ability to thrive. And so I'm able to incorporate that beauty piece into my business to help the community and to just be that voice of sharing information on how to incorporate good skincare habits.
Oh, that's awesome. And thank you for answering that. So the next question is, who inspires you?
Who inspires me? Well, I have some people inspire me. I made a post not too long ago saying how, like, my Instagram friends are my friends in real life. I tell my husband, like, hey, remember such and such? And he even knows them because I'm always talking about, you know, something that inspired me online.
Yeah.
You know, so I have my friends that I just love. I don't know these people in real life.
I know.
In person, I would feel like I do. And so that aspect, including yourself, you're very inspired. I have a network of people here that are inspiring. Jacksonville, Florida. I have a group of ladies. And I've been blessed to be connected to so many amazing and inspiring women. My mentor, we have a mentor here through the score.org network. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that organization.
Sorry. What was the network? Like, we can say it out loud for our listeners. What was the network?
It's score.org.
Score as in score.
Yes.
Okay.
Score.org. Organization nationwide that helps business owners get started or level up to the next step into your business. They're a great resource that's available all over. You can just type in your area. They'll assign a mentor to you to work one-on-one with you as well. And then they have all different types of workshops. It's like so amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. I learned something new today as well. That's beautiful. So for those that are listening, it is score.org. If you're an aspiring entrepreneur and you need a mentor, Sharika, thank you for giving us that. You can go on that website and get more resources of that. So that's beautiful. I think you basically answered the second question, my next question, which is, do you have a mentor? So that's fantastic. So that's beautiful. Thank you also for that. Next question is, can you share your wow moment that since you started your company, what was the wow moment, the moment that you went, oh my God, that's just super awesome. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes, I think my wow moment is something that it continues to happen. It's like I never can get over the fact that I'm receiving a message from someone in another state or sometimes another country. How well my products have helped their skin, how they can find anything else, and how now they're finally able to receive some relief from the eczema or their blemishes that are getting lighter and clearing up. Someone talked to me recently, gives me like before and after pictures, and this is year 3. I get pictures every day, but just see how amazing that transition process has been for them and how confident they sound now and even look, you can tell a difference on the pictures. That is my wow moment.
Oh, wow.
I'm really inspired by that. Like, no matter what's happening, you know, I could have a bad day or, you know, just a bad moment, I would say, you know.
Aww.
And just receiving those types of messages.
Yes.
That
is just awesome. I mean, you just said it. You honestly just, that's it. You said it the best way. You know, even I myself personally, I go through that same moment when I think my wow moment must have been when one customer, an 18-year-old customer reached out to me telling me of how she was dealing with anxiety in school and she became very stressed and started losing her hair.
And then she just took a chance, bought my hair oil, and instead of growing back her hair and sent me before and after pictures, I remember crying on that day, you know? Like, being able to touch people's lives that we've never met, it's, we don't need any award, we don't need to be recognized by the world, but we just, you know, it just gives you that sense of fulfillment in your heart that you are doing something amazing.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You know, just getting that alone is just like everything.
Yep. And I honestly feel you on that. I was trying to, I don't want to get emotional. Now I'm not going to get emotional. All right. So, do you face any challenges like running your business? Running a business in general, it is very, very, very challenging. And I am not, you know, putting it out there just to discourage anyone. If you're not ready to put in the work, then don't get into running a business, because that's what's, at the end of the day, you might end up collapsing because you're not ready. So I feel like, you know, facing challenges, you need a special skill to be able to deal with them as well. So what are your biggest challenges and how do you deal with them daily or monthly?
Yeah. You really hit it on the head when you said, you know, when, if you're looking to start a business, you should be also looking to do some hard work, because it is definitely hard work. It takes grit, I would say.
Yep.
If you have that grit inside of you, it doesn't always necessarily feel like hard work, because it's a part of who you are. You're able to overcome obstacles because you know that it's not a problem. It's only an obstacle. You can get through it, you just have to work through it. So it's that ability to continuously problem solve, you know. You're always figuring out a way, okay, this issue is here, this obstacle is here, how can we get through it? My children, they're facing a difficulty. It's like a puzzle. It's just you're trying to put the pieces together. It's not necessarily something you can't do. It's not hard. You just figure it out. You have to come up with a solution. And so I definitely think it takes grit, and there's some times where you do get a little down. That's, you know, helpful. But being able to get back up, connect, having the right resources, the right network where you can reach out. I have tons of people, but I don't necessarily reach out to the same person each time. I'm led to reach out to different people depending on the situation. Like, I had a situation recently where, you know, the most I just said, reach out to Junior and ask her how to deal with this situation, you know. So,
I know.
It's just about, no one is exempt from facing difficult times, or we just have to figure out a way to get through them.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I have my amazing husband. I'm married to my friend. I've known him all my life. Yes, we're also best friends. I was 15 when I met him, and we were friends for 10 years prior to marrying one another. And so he understands me, I understand him, I know his strengths and weaknesses, and he knows mine. And so we are able to communicate and work through any obstacles that may come up in business as well. And so he's like the advisor, the person I go to when I am challenges, things like that in business. And I just think, you know, knowing that those challenges may come, but you can get through. You're not the only one that has been through them, and get through them as well.
And that is, honestly, you just said that. You definitely, you've given the best advice. I couldn't have said any better, so thank you for that. And, you know, challenges will always come. Anything we do will come, it's just obstacles. And I love the way you put it. You said it's not a problem, it's just an obstacle, and you just have to figure out how to get through it. So thank you for that. That was really awesome. So how do you, I mean, I personally, in my line of field, because there's a lot of times that we get a lot of before and afters, you know, from using our product, and I get a lot of positive feedbacks, but then I also get a lot of negative feedbacks as well. And, you know, a lot of negative comes with, it's impossible, this oil cannot do, you know, just aided us, like people aiding on my brand and aiding on the fact that it's working, and they're just upset for some reason I cannot even understand. But then, you know, after running the business for 2 years, I have dealt with,
you know, I have already learned how to deal with negative comments and how to just ignore them, and whichever needs to be addressed, we address it right there and not tolerate that. And whichever needs to be blocked and deleted, we do the same as well. So how do you face, I mean, I don't know if you get negative feedbacks, but do you, how, if you do, how do you, you know, how do you deal with them?
Oh, yeah, that is one factor of business, and that's one thing that I've had to realize myself. Even my mentor, Makisha Dillinger, is my mentor as well.
Yes.
And I know for a fact, you know, just sometimes I'm on her platform, and just to always, no matter who you are, you're going to receive some type of negative feedback, okay?
Yep.
She's a built-in mirror, but that does not define who you are. Amen. And the best way I can say that I deal with next back is knowing who I am. I am a servant of the Most High, and
Amen.
I know that he's going
to be. Oh, yay!
He's going to guide me, and I know he has a way of dealing with situations that is beyond my control.
Yeah.
So while there is, it is important to have principles and a system in line to handle those negative feedbacks, but that is my way of handling those feedback, like you say, haters, people that just come out randomly saying random things that you know that does not align with your function, who you are. Because we are women of integrity, and we operate in business as best.
Yeah.
Also, another reason I can tell you how I deal with negative feedback and how I'm able to handle it. I am from Flint, Michigan. I don't know if you heard of Flint.
Yes.
But
yes.
I've lived there my whole entire life.
Yeah.
And we are very, very resilient. So,
I love it.
It's like, it may last me for a second if it does, but it's just, it can't, it's not something that can break me because I know who I am.
Mm.
I know what I'm from. Yeah.
Mm.
And just, we can endure so much just because what we've been around has been exposed to.
Yes.
So, and it's inspirational. It has helped me mold me to be who I am. So, someone making a negative comment or just maybe a negative situation may come about, it's not something that, you know, unheard of, okay?
Yeah.
So, that's the best way I can say that I can do because of who I am, where I come from, and what I stand for.
Yeah, oh my God. I just want to give you a hug right now, honestly.
No, I know. I hope you know one day. I think, like,
we will, one day. We absolutely will. I want to give you a hug because you just literally handled that amazingly, you know. And I do hope that my audience are going to get to follow you and, you know, get to know more about the face behind Red Was Natural. You are an amazing, inspiring woman of God. That's basically how I'm going to put it because I can sense your spirit and I can feel your spirit. You know, so that is beautiful, and thank you for sharing. That's awesome. So, what makes your brand stand out? Why should people purchase from you?
Okay. So, I guess my brand stands out because of my story. No one in my story, who I am, cannot be duplicated.
Yeah.
Who I am is my core values and everything I stand for.
Yes.
My story with my son and how I came about doing this, it was a genuine intention behind it, and I think that's what also is something that's missing, that, you know, sometimes you may want to create a business, but I think it's important to create something that truly defines who you are.
Yeah.
And something that represents the story and where you come from.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what's so significant about it. I graduated from the University of Michigan, and being from Michigan, I can take that piece with me, even in Florida, because that knowledge was gained there. I can take that information and apply it to my business now today. And I think that's the reason why people should purchase from me, because I have an understanding of what I'm selling.
Yes.
And also, I have an understanding of the people and what they're facing, the challenges they're facing.
Yes.
Just like your story, you being able to experience that condition and go through that process, you can now understand your people and who you're trying to reach.
Yes.
And help.
You know your target audience. So, you know your target audience and you reach them the right way.
That is awesome. So, guys, you have heard about Red Rose Naturals. You've heard about the story behind Red Rose Naturals. Make sure you, follow on Instagram, on Facebook. We're going to give all the handles as well at the end of this podcast and at the description as well so that you can reach out. You know, she's 100% Black-owned and proud business. And we all do need to support one another, honestly. It's important for you to buy Black, and she's a Black-owned company as well. So, yeah, that is beautiful. So this is coming to the end of this podcast. I've honestly enjoyed my time with you, Sharika. Thank you again for... Thank you. You basically took 2 hours of your day today, and I know being an entrepreneur, we're all busy, so I really appreciate that. So can you please, like, share... I'm also going to probably have to repeat after you because I know it's through the phone and they might not hear you properly, but can you share... How can my customers and my audience, how can they reach you?
Yes, I can be reached at the social media. All social media handles are Red Rose Naturals. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. Sometimes we're on Twitter. We are mainly on Instagram. You can DM us there at any time, and myself or my assistant will be back with you. If there's something that you need to directly contact me about, please feel free to just let us know there. And then also we have our email address, which is contact@redrosenaturals.com, so you can send us an email and we'll get back to you.
Thank you so much. I'm just going to say that again. Uh-huh. So you can reach her on all their social platforms at Red Rose Naturals. So it's basically how it's spelled. Red, the color red, rose, the flower, and naturals with an S. Follow on Instagram, on Facebook. They're very active on Instagram. You can send them a DM. You can also, let them know, let her and her team know that you are coming from Jumi from Glam with Grace. And she's actually been so kind enough to give my audience a discount code. So, I forgot to ask, what are the products you offer?
So I can be reached on social media. All social media handles, we're at Red Rose Naturals. You can send us a DM at any time. Myself or one of my assistants will get back with you. And if there's a message that you want to get directly to me, no worries. Just leave a message there with an assistant, or I'm on there as well. And I can answer your questions. We're also available by email at contact@redrosenaturals. So it's contact@redrosenaturals.com. And so you can send us an email or a DM. We're also available if you have any skincare related questions. Don't forget we're available. And so if you have a question, just go ahead and send us a message on there. You can send us a picture. We're always understanding of your needs, and we're able to give recommendations, especially if you have blemishes or eczema, you want us to give you some recommendations. We have that TLC skin salve, which is really good, but we can also give you some other recommendations that you can do at home and things that you can get started with right away. Don't forget, we have a code that's GRACE15. GRACE15. That's 15% off for all you guys. Thank you all so much for listening.